This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This A's Cast download is brought to you by LinkSoul. Go to LinkSoul.com and by Nest Bedding. Love where you sleep. Go to NestBedding.com.
Oakland A's baseball is just around the corner.
Rooker, it's a fly ball to deep center. Robert going back at the track. He will turn and watch it fly.
Swing and a miss. Dialed it up at 99. Some serious high octane.
It's time to take you inside the clubhouse with the A's Total Access pregame show. Presented by Chevron. Follow the A's 24-7 on A's Cast, your home for nonstop A's baseball. A's Total Access with Chris Townsend starts now.
Well, look who has a little winning streak heading into Texas. That's your Oakland Athletics. After they win two straight to end the series with the Tigers, they outscored the Tigers 11-1 in the final two games. And our first look, the reigning World Series champion, the Rangers just split a series with the Astros. It was called a Lone Star Series split. Vince Cotroneo is with us from Texas, from Globe Life Field. Vince, first of all, everybody is talking about elbows and UCLs. How is your elbow okay? You going to be able to go tonight, or what's the deal?
No announcements coming from me, Tony. I'm happy to say, at least for the moment, my elbow and my oblique are both securely in place, and we'll hope it stays that way.
No PRP injections or no? Because I know you were out on the range yesterday, and I just want to make sure that everything's okay.
Don't jinx me, okay? Just don't jinx me.
The Rangers, we talked about it. It's kind of funny. I mean, they're the World Series champs. It's like kind of getting your mind around it that, yeah, they are the defending champions.
Well, you're right, and there's this new ballpark that opened up during the COVID year where they hosted the World Series, but when they weren't included in it. So it just shows you how crazy things have been here. They came close, of course, in 2010, especially in 2011 against the Cardinals, and it's taken them a while to get back to this. They feel very confident about where their organization is right now, led by Chris Young at the top and certainly Bruce Bochy, which was the absolute perfect move for this team a year ago, bringing in that presence, that knowledge, that experience. And even though we all talked about Boch being a bullpen whisperer, they blew 33 saves last year, so all those buttons weren't exactly pushed correctly. And because of their incredible offense, they were able to overcome that, and they were the road warriors. 11 wins on the road during the postseason was very, very impressive.
Vibe a little bit different on the A's right now?
Much more positive, although, as we say that, they're missing Ryan Noda today. He was a late scratch, and Marcotte will give us all the details when he visits with us later in the show. And Brent Rooker is going to be out for at least a couple more days as he's trying to fight through some pain tolerance in his abdomen, oblique area. We don't know much more than that. So just as he was starting to show signs of the Brent Rooker that was an all-star year ago and had 30 home runs, he's not available tonight. I think Ryan Noda would be available, but right now a little banged up as they have certainly a little more confidence after winning the last two games in Detroit.
Well, John Kruk always said it, you can't pull fat.
Yeah, exactly. I can relate.
You have a good call, and I'll talk to you after the ball game.
All right, Tony, thank you.
Yes, it's an epidemic now. UCLs, Tommy John, elbow surgeries. Every single day we're waking up, it's somebody new. Mike Bacsik, who used to pitch, gave up the famous Barry Bonds home run to pass Hank Aaron, is now doing television for the Texas Rangers. He joined me on A's Cast Live. Some sobering thoughts coming from a very bright mind in our game right here on A's Total Access.
The smarter way to clean your floors. It's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop, Swiffer Power Mop. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Is your mower's battery weak or dead after winter storage? Get your mower ready for spring lawn maintenance at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, purchase any SuperStart lawn and garden battery and get a $10 gift card after rebate. Choose SuperStart batteries for power, performance, and reliability exclusively at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, I got a question for you. You hate bending over to put on your shoes? Wish you could just put them on standing or sitting without ever having to touch them? If so, then I have the shoe for you. Introducing new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins. With new Skechers Slip-ins, you just step in and off you go. You don't even need to lace up. So how do Skechers Slip-ins work? Well, there's a special smooth comfort pillow in the heel that helps your foot slide right into place. So just step in them and go. Find new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins for the whole family at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
This is A's Total Access.
Mike Bacsik, who now does television for the Rangers, longtime pitcher in Major League Baseball. We're talking about all these injuries, and what scares me even more for the big leaguers, all these surgeries and all these injuries are happening to kids under 18, and this is a bad deal.
It's horrible, and here's the solution. I hate saying this. There's no solution. Because we want players to work at the highest peak they possibly can. And at that highest peak, we know we're going to hurt them. So if you don't want them to work at the highest peak to not hurt them, teams are just not willing to do that. Because they're going to say, well, the team we're competing against is asking their guys to go 100%. And if we're asking our guys to go at 90% to stay healthy, we might lose the battle overall. And maybe we keep guys a little bit more healthy, but they're pitching to the extremes. I hate saying it. Bruce Bochy talked about it the other day. He said the sweeper, where you get underneath the breaking ball, mm-hmm. he's like, everybody knows. My dad's known it, who played in the 70s in the major leagues. You'll get to know who Tommy John was and everything if you get underneath the breaking ball. Now we teach to get underneath the breaking ball in college and maybe even in high school and in the major league level to get the good horizontal break, to get break going this way or this way. And we know it's a good pitch, but we also know it's going to give you Tommy John surgery. And all 30 organizations have decided we don't care. We want the guy for anywhere from 2 years to 7 years doing this, and we know we're going to blow him out. We're going to blow out every pitcher in Major League Baseball within a seven-year period. But we're willing to do it, have them do a 15-month rehab, and then come back for hopefully somewhere between 3 and 7 years.
It just is unbelievable. But then it takes me to the NFL, where we grew up thinking we want to have Jim Brown as a running back. We want to have Walter Payton, Eric Dickerson, a guy who's going to carry the ball 30-plus times. And then NFL team said, why am I going to invest in a guy like this? He's not going to stay healthy. Let's have 3, 4, 5 guys. So it's almost like Major League Baseball starting pitchers and even relievers are now like NFL running backs. We're just never going to have the true star. You're just going to have a stable of guys because you know they'll never stay healthy. I mean, I can't even believe I'm saying that.
It stinks for the game because growing up, and I know it was a long time ago, but in the 80s, if Brett Saberhagen, Roger Clemens came into Arlington, Texas, Dave Stewart, you know, yeah. Welch, it was really exciting. Not only did I get to see the Bash brothers and the Hendersons, but then it's like, oh, my gosh, Dave Stewart, Bob Welcher on the mound this series. You never get that anymore. Nobody cares who's pitching. Like, literally, even when it is, I know they're both hurt right now, Verlander and Scherzer pitched there last year in early September, and Scherzer got hurt during the game. We were trying to make it a big deal here, and it wasn't a big deal. It was about Houston versus Texas, the lineups, the stars on the field. It's not about the pitchers anymore because, you know, best case scenario, the pitcher's going to go 7 innings. Best case scenario now. So you're kind of expecting both guys to pitch through 5. Then when the game's on the line, you're going to have 3 or 4 different relievers per team come in per inning to finish off the game. That part of the game is lost and gone. I wish it would come back, but I just listening to Meister, listening to Bochy, listening to Verlander yesterday.
Yeah.
Everybody knows it's over. And to your point, I had this conversation with AJ Hinch when we were teammates in Scranton, Wilkes-Barre in AAA in 2005. And he wanted to get into front office work after his career was over. And he did quickly with Arizona, and now obviously been managing for a long time. We said we would never, if we ever worked together, this is 2005, we would never offer a pitcher over a four-year contract. That was almost 20 years ago that we had come to the conclusion that it's really bad to pay a pitcher over a four-year deal. You have to develop your pitchers, pay your position players, and then after 6 years, once you use up that pitcher, you better have developed other guys, because you don't want to pay guys into their 30s because they're going to blow out. And it's three times worse than it was in 2005 when me and AJ were having these conversations on buses.
Yeah.
I would never offer a pitcher now. I would never offer a pitcher over a three-year deal. But that means I got to get some really good scouts, some really good minor league pitching coaches to teach how do I develop pitchers on rookie deals and arbitration eligible deals.
Yeah, and let me remind everybody, you weren't a third baseman, you weren't a position player making this assessment.
I hate it. I hate that I'm a pitcher saying you can pay a premium money like Blake Snell, give him a 2-year deal at 30 plus million.
Yeah.
But I'm not going over 3 years.
Well, okay, let's get into the business then. If it is what it is and this isn't changing, I want to make that life-altering money. I want to have generational wealth. If I can't get it in the form of a 7-year deal, is my best range now the Scott Boras of the world need to go, well, okay, let's do it in 2-3 years, jack up the average annual, and I want to get as much as I can. But I'm good. I'll only sign 2-3 years, but now that's how I get 100-plus million.
Yes. But it looks like organizations, and I know the Texas Rangers are right behind me, they might have signed the last pitcher ever to like a 5-year deal at like about $40 million a year in Jacob DeGrom.
Wow.
I think like look at Spencer Strider. I haven't heard the news if it's official yet. I know he just came here to see Meister, but he's probably done this year and part of next year. 3 years from now, when he becomes a free agent, let's just say he gets back to who he was. You want to give him a 5-year deal knowing this surgery only lasts from somewhere 3 to 7 years, and you're going to pay a dude $80 million over 2 years not to pitch and then hope that the 3 or 4 other years on the contract he can get back to the guy that he was? I can't do that. Maybe a few organizations can. Maybe the Dodgers can. Maybe the Yankees can. But for the most part, most organizations can't spend $30 to $40 million a year on one pitcher who's probably going to be out during that 5 years, going to be out 1.5 to 2 years during that 5-year contract.
Wow. That was strong stuff on A's Cast Live today. That's from a former pitcher. We'll talk more about it after the game. Coming up next, Jessica Kleinschmidt gets you ready for this series. Little series preview right here on A's Total Access.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
This is the place where you can dance like nobody's watching. Win like nobody's business. And get away like you mean it. So what are you waiting for? Come join the party. Take that evening out and make it a night you'll never forget. This kind of action can't be beat.
DQ presents... The sound of BOGO free Blizzard treats in the DQ app. It's the sound of downloading the DQ app, redeeming the sweetest BOGO free Blizzard deal, telling all your friends, and heading to DQ for BOGO free any size Blizzard treats only in the DQ app for a limited time. Download it today. At participating locations, limitations apply. DQ. Happy tastes good.
A's Cast is your destination for nonstop A's baseball.
Blackburn delivers the pitch. Strike three called. A four-seamer, that is strikeout number 8 for Blackburn.
This is A's Total Access with Chris Townsend, presented by Chevron.
Welcome back to A's Total Access, presented by Chevron here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network. Jessica Kleinschmidt checking in here for your series preview, a three-game stint against the Texas Rangers. Today's pitching matchup will be Alex Wood against Nathan Eovaldi. Eovaldi had two quality starts in his two first outings. He allowed just 2 runs in 13 innings against the Cubs and the Rays, good enough for a 1.38 ERA. Eovaldi is 3-0 with a 1.06 ERA, 4 earned, and 34 innings pitched in his last 6 starts against the A's dating back to 2018 with the Tampa Bay Rays. His teams are 5-1 in those contests. Wood has never lost to the Rangers in his career. He is 2-0 with a 2.67 ERA. 9 earned runs in 30 and one-third innings pitched in 5 games, 4 of them being starts against Texas. The Rangers also have yet to homer off a lefty this season. Hopefully I didn't jinx it. All 10 Rangers homers this year have come against right-handed pitchers. Now, if you all listened to my A's Total Access segment on Sunday, which I know you did, I discussed some of the back and forth between the league and the players' union in regard to the uptick in arm injuries from pitchers, with the players taking a stance to say the newly implemented pitch clock could be to blame. Now, Alex Wood took to social media to offer his 2 cents, saying something that has been overlooked is that a large number of pitchers are throwing a high to moderate intense close to year round. He also pointed out that there are different factors involved, such as slopes each ballpark possesses on the mounds could play a factor, as well as some of the day and nighttime routines for recovery all could play a factor. Expect that to be brought up a little bit during some of these MLB broadcasts around the league. Some additional positive numbers for the A's heading into the 3-game stint around the pitching staff. For starters, the A's pitching staff has allowed 1 run or fewer in 3 of their last 4 games. Oakland's bullpen has a 1.75 ERA, 5 earned in 25 and two-third innings with 28 strikeouts over its last 7 games. Now, Austin Adams specifically has not allowed an earned run in his first 5 appearances, and lefties are just 0-for-6 with 4 strikeouts against him. A Rangers roster move. The Rangers placed rookie Justin Foscue on the injured list Monday with an oblique strain, calling up Davis Wenzel to take his roster spot. Some solid numbers for that infielder, slugging .657 with 3 home runs and 8 RBI in 9 games for the AAA Round Rock this season. Now, one guy the A's also need to watch out for is pitcher Jose Ureña. Ureña entered in the 6th inning with the Rangers down 10-5 on Monday against the Astros. He pitched 4 scoreless innings, allowing just 1 base runner, but struck out 4. He became the first Rangers relief pitcher to log 4 or more scoreless innings while allowing 1 or fewer base runners since Derek Lowe on April 20th, 2013 against the Seattle Mariners. Now back to our guys to finish it off. Zach Gelof is coming off a monster day against the Detroit Tigers in the 7-1 victory for the Green and Gold. He finished just a double shy of the cycle. A cycle is a feat our own Vince Contronio absolutely loves. He did, however, ultimately finish going 4-for-5. I'm talking about Gelof, not Contronio, with a career-high 4 RBI. All it took was a little plate discipline, and we're finally seeing signs of the 2023 Zach Gelof that the A's fans gushed over, and rightfully so. Now, for the rest of the series, Wednesday's pitching matchup will be Ross Stripling against southpaw Cody Bradford, with Thursday rounding it out as J.P. Sears toes the rubber against John Gray before the boys return home for a homestand. Coming up is another greatest moment in Oakland A's history from 2016 with Vince Catronio. This is A's Total Access.
You deserve extra. Extra Mile is where you get it. You don't just deserve breakfast. You deserve extra fresh Mile 1 coffee just the way you like it. You deserve more than a quick bite. You deserve an extra satisfying array of hot foods, extra good snacks, and fountain drinks that help you go the extra mile. Plus, with Extra Mile rewards, you can earn free stuff. Visit Extra Mile at select Chevron and Texaco locations. See program terms and conditions for details.
Where does one community end and the next begin? Across the railroad tracks? On the other side of the river? Is it between the east side and the west side? At Comerica Bank, we believe it's all one community, and we're all part of it. That's why Comerica has invested over $20 million for affordable housing, financial education, and workforce development in lower-income communities. Because when we raise expectations for everyone, we all rise. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
This is A's Total Access.
Little do the A's know that when Oakland acquired Chris Davis from Milwaukee on the eve of spring training 2016, he would deliver moment after moment with his toy cannon-type power. Tough to top his night on May 17th of that season against the Texas Rangers. An incredible night of power that was punctuated with an historic finish and one of the greatest moments in Oakland history. Davis had back-to-back seasons of at least 20 homers with the Brewers. 2016, however, was the beginning of establishing KD as one of the greatest sluggers in Oakland history. Chris didn't burst on the scene. He hit three home runs in April, but by the time May ended, he was in double figures. Jesse Hahn and Cole Hamels faced off at the Coliseum on a 76-degree night, a harbinger of things to come because the ball was jumping. Oakland opened the scoring in the bottom of the second with a Danny Valencia long ball, followed by Davis, setting the stage for this special night.
Here's Chris Davis standing in, and Hamels delivers a breaking ball hit to left. This is way back. Turning around, Rua will watch it fly. And the A's go back to back. Two pitches and two home runs. 2-0 A's as they rock Cole Hamels in the bottom of the second.
What the A's would learn over time is that when Chris Davis got hot, simply stand back and enjoy the moment. As he connected once again in the bottom of the sixth.
Chris Davis at drive left center. Desmond going back. Desmond at the track looking up. He will watch, and the A's have tied it up. Chris Davis hits it out to left center field. His second home run tonight. The A's third round tripper. And here in the bottom of the sixth inning, it's the A's 3 and the Rangers 3.
What was already a very good night for Davis with two homers was suddenly spoiled on the top of the ninth by Texas and their center fielder Ian Desmond. His two-run blast gave the Rangers a 5-4 lead. While the script may have had a few pages more than expected, the conclusion was one for the ages. Oakland had loaded the bases with two outs and set up an opportunity for Chris to lift the A's on his shoulders. A single would likely get the job done, but instead, Davis owned the spotlight.
Anxious moments here. Now Davis, he is ready at the plate. Tolleson staring in, has the sign. First base side of the rubber. And again the 2-2. And here it is. And swung it, hit the left field deep, way back. Rua turning around. He will watch a game-winning grand slam for Chris Davis in the bottom of the ninth inning. Do you believe that? A's 8, Texas 5. And it's Davis's third home run tonight. They're going wild at the Coliseum.
Spoke after the game about that special moment.
That's something I'm going to remember for a while, and I'm just happy I could come through for the team. It was a big situation, and I just tried to stay calm and put a good swing on it.
Chris would go on to hit 42 home runs that season, the first of three consecutive 40-plus home run, 100 RBI seasons. Only he and Hall of Famer Jimmy Fox had that distinction in athletics history. Davis may have been soft-spoken, but he never doubted his ability.
It's a combination of looseness and quick hands, but as long as I get ready to hit on time, I don't think there's a pitcher that could get me out.
Chris Davis's walk-off grand slam on May 17th, 2016, one of the greatest moments in Oakland history.
This is Chris Townsend, and if you're looking for a great place to eat and watch games, go see my friends at the Chicken Pie Shop at Walnut Creek. The Chicken Pie Shop is one of the hottest restaurants in Walnut Creek. You're not going to find a better menu, and come try their world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 86 years. Spacious indoor and outdoor dining, perfect for your next private party or corporate event. Don't forget free parking. For more information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
Looking to stay up to date on all things A's? Head over to athletics.com/acecast. That's athletics.com/acecast to listen to A's baseball and full 24/7 coverage of the A's, only on A's Cast. With a single click, you can stream great shows, live, pre- and post-game coverage, and, of course, all the great action of the A's this season. Head to athletics.com/acecast today.
This is Chris Townsend. I'm proud to announce our year two partnership with Link Soul. They've changed my wardrobe, and they can do the same for you. And right now, their spring collection is fabulous. Natural fabrics and versatile styles, perfect for this time of the year. And they want to introduce their performance line for golf, premium for on-course apparel design, and to keep you cool and dry. Check it all out, linksoul.com. That's linksoul.com. Remember, look good, play good.
Here's the 1-2 pitch now. Breaking ball is drilled to left. Hayes is going back. Hayes at the track. He's right to the wall, and he will watch it fly. And Langoliers unloads with a 3-run home run to left field.
A's Cast is your 24/7 home for A's baseball. Visit athletics.com/A's Cast for on-demand and live coverage of the Oakland A's. Now back to A's Total Access with Chris Townsend, presented by Chevron.
All right, stat of the day is Alex Wood and Nathan Eovaldi and how they have fared against the opposing team. Wood, his career against the Rangers, 2-0 with a 2.67 ERA in 5 games, 4 career starts against Texas. And Nathan Eovaldi has just been stellar against Oakland. 3-0 with a 1.06 ERA in his last 6 starts against the A's. That's dating all the way back to when he was with the Rays. Very impressive. Coming up next, Vince Catronio will sit down with... Oh, not John. Vince will sit down with Mark Kotze, the manager with Vince, next, right here on A's Total Access.
Nestled in the hills of San Jose, minutes from Silicon Valley, Cinnabar Hills Golf Club offers 27 holes of championship golf, a first-class pro shop, practice facility, and great food in the grill. This time of year also means family and business get-togethers. Let the folks at Cinnabar Hills make your event unforgettable while enjoying their award-winning venue. It's all there for you. Championship golf, a great space for any events, and incredible food. See it all at CinnabarHills.com. That's CinnabarHills.com.
Does managing your healthcare feel like a full-time job? Bounced around from one doctor to the next? Did they get your lab results? Were you supposed to bring those? All the forms, the bills, the not-a-bills, the...
Press 4 to repeat these options.
Does healthcare have to be this way? At Kaiser Permanente, all of us work together to make healthcare easier. And with integrated care and coverage, all you have to do is focus on your health. Learn more at kp.org. Kaiser Permanente, for all that is you.
This is A's Total Access.
Happy flight after taking 2 out of 3 from the Tigers at an off day for the Athletics. Now they take on the world champion Texas Rangers in Arlington, and we visit with A's manager Mark Kotze. Of course, the news of the day yesterday was the total eclipse. Tell me your thoughts about enjoying signs for those few minutes, because as it turns out, Dallas was right in the path.
Yeah, Dallas was a great place to be, and you know, you don't really realize the beauty of an eclipse until you actually get to see it firsthand, and actually we got to see it from the start to the finish. And you know, when it went to the total full eclipse darkness, it was a pretty surreal moment. I think a lot of us got to experience that yesterday, being off, and a lot of you know, your group, the media group, the players were outside, and a blessing that the hotel provided us some good eyewear to really take it all in.
What was your takeaway closing out the series against the Tigers? You're trying to build consistency and had a great win on Saturday and able to bounce back and do it again on Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday the bats came alive, and you know, I think they just built off the momentum on Saturday, the type of at-bats we took throughout the weekend. They saw the results, and you know, it's kind of unfortunate for the day off yesterday because you like to continue that momentum. But overall, you know, these last few days that we've shown signs of growth, we've shown, you know, shown the capabilities that we kind of displayed during spring training offensively, and you know, we're hopeful to go out tonight against one of the better pitchers in the league and put up a fight.
You have Abraham Toro at the top of the lineup again today. You had it on Sunday, and it's easy to look at his old numbers and say, well, the leadoff spot didn't work in Seattle. He was 1-for-27. What's that process like as you're trying to construct a lineup, and what am I seeing now, what am I liking in the moment about why I make certain decisions the way you do?
Well, for Toro, you know, that Seattle stint was a few years back, so you never want to judge a player in a way that from his past. You take the information, but you look at his present and what he's doing now and his at-bats, and the quality of the at-bats have been there since, you know, we started the season. Even in his pinch hit appearances, you know, he was able to work a walk in a big moment and see a lot of pitches, and that's something we value in that leadoff spot and something I think he gives us.
From your ball club on Sunday, Brent Rooker came out of that ball game. He's not in the lineup today. Ryan Nota was in your lineup originally, but he's been scratched. You've got Tyler Nevin playing first base. Give us an update on those two players.
Well, Ryan Nota was slightly injured during early batting practice today, kind of a freak accident, but he's day-to-day. You know, he could possibly be available to be used late off the bench in this game. And on Rook's part, you know, he came out of that game. We're going to give him another day or two to try to see if this pain tolerance can, you know, be less of an annoying type situation and get him healed.
How big of a challenge is it to face the Rangers with what they bring to the table?
Well, the Rangers are a good baseball club. I mean, they wouldn't be World Series champions for any reason other than that they do everything well. They're a great fundamental team. They've got some big bats in that lineup. You know, we've got to play a really good, clean baseball game, you know, to go out and win these games and win the series.
Maybe there's a little more because you did it last year, but you get a chance to visit with your dear friend Bruce Bochy, who's on the other side. I just wonder what that was like last year when you're managing against somebody that you're so close to, knowing the success he had and the things that you're aspiring to do in that same role.
Well, from the moment the game starts, I just want to beat him. So it was the same way when I played for him in 2001 through 2003. We're both competitors. We played cards. He would come back on the plane and play cards. But it's great to have someone in the game with that knowledge that I'm able to tap into and continue this relationship and continue to learn from one of the best in the game.
That's A's manager Mark Kotze from Arlington. Townie, now back to you.
What? Nota got hurt? And we're finding out it was against a slider machine? That is not good. Yeah, hopefully he can come in at some point, but getting hurt, getting ready for the game? That's horrible. You're listening to A's Total Access pregame show presented by Chevron. Unbeatable fans like you deserve unbeatable mileage. Download the Chevron app today and receive $1 off per gallon on your next three visits. A's Rangers, game one of this set. This three-game set from Globe Life Field, and don't you forget, I'll talk to you after the ball game.
This has been a presentation of the Oakland Athletics.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.